When Fox News called Arizona for Joe Biden on election night in America, a lot of people, including, I imagine, Donald Trump, went OMG. Since then, Donald Trump and many Americans have gone from OMG Fox News to OAN, which is an even more right-wing news network. Trump supporters in Arizona were heard chanting Fox News sucks outside a vote-counting facility in Phoenix. And here's Fox News anchor Neil Cavuto reacting live to claims made in a press conference by White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
We want every legal vote to be counted. And we want every illegal vote to
I just think we have to be very clear. She's charging, the other side is welcoming fraud and welcoming illegal voting. Unless she has more details to back that up, I can't in good countenance continue showing you this. I want to make sure that maybe they do have something to back that up.
As Fox falls out of favor with the MAGA crowd, the One America Network's popularity is on the rise, it seems. So what is OAN and just how popular and concerning is it? Dr. Sam Woolley is an assistant professor in the School of Journalism at the University of Texas, and he's also the author of The Reality Game, How the Next Wave of Technology Will Break the Truth. So by the sounds of things, he's here to completely freak us out. Welcome, Sam.
Thanks for having me.
That's good. It's great to have you. Can you tell us just a little bit about the origins and the foundation of OAN?
Yeah, One America News Network has been around for a little while. It's based out of San Diego, and for the first several years of its creation, it was pretty fringe. It hasn't been until the last couple of years that One America News Network has become a bit more mainstream, and I really emphasize that, a bit more mainstream. In the last couple of months, with Fox News calling the election for Joe Biden, despite Donald Trump's outlandish claims and non-factual claims, a lot of people in the conservative side of this country have moved over to One America News Network and other more far-right networks like it, like Newsmax.
So in terms of scale and also distribution outlets, how different is One America News Network from Fox News?
I mean, it's like comparing apples and oranges, or comparing apples to grapes. It's, you know, it's like there's no comparison really between the two. One America News Network is a very small entity. They claim to have a Washington bureau, but in reality, to call One America News Network news is actually pretty incorrect, because by and large, it's a very small kind of rinky-dink operation, and it tends to be extremely opinion-driven and very, very disinformative most of the time.
Fox is a cable network. Is OAN on cable? How do viewers access it?
OAN is kind of buried in the deep parts of TV. So if you have a normal subscription to television, or as most people do in this country, you're not going to get OAN. You have to have a special subscription to special channels to get access to it. They do have a very sort of strong online presence, and they tend to rely a lot upon YouTube. So that's another way that they tend to reach their crowd.
Yeah, you mentioned YouTube. I believe recently YouTube actually suspended OAN for posting for a week for violating the policy around COVID-19 misinformation. Do you know what sort of claims OAN was making about COVID-19, and are they like, and are they back up on YouTube?
Yeah, so OAN is back up on YouTube. I just had a look before I came on. They are posting more than ever, you know. They got kicked off of YouTube for about a week in late November for claiming that there was a cure to COVID. This obviously is not correct. This has been something that's paired to other claims that OAN has made over the course of, you know, the last year, that are very anti-mask, anti-vaccine at times, and very anti-scientific. They tend to attack people like Anthony Fauci, who is leading America's response efforts to COVID-19, and other medical professionals regularly.
Who actually owns or is in control of the content of OAN?
So OAN is owned by Robert Herring, who's a businessman that comes from the American South. He moved out to California and began other businesses in Los Angeles, and then kind of made his way down to San Diego, where he founded OAN. He's kind of an interesting sort of fringe figure, and he's made it his business with OAN to speak very clearly in favor of President Trump. In fact, OAN has claimed, you know, with the endorsement of Mr. Herring, that they are the most pro-Trump news network, in so many words.
Right. Okay. Well, at least I suppose Robert Herring doesn't name his networks after himself, but it does sound like there's two very strong figures at the top of those two organisations. And I suppose I wanted to ask you, Sam, with the sense of Donald Trump falling pretty hardly out of love with Fox News, how significant is the rise of the One America News Network? And has there been what you might call a Trump bump?
Yeah, there's certainly been a Trump bump, but it's kind of challenging because OAN does not subscribe to Nielsen, which is the major tracker of ratings in the United States.
Right.
They say that it's because it's too expensive to have a subscription, but I find that claim a bit dubious given their track record with spreading propaganda. Mm. Yeah, there has been a bump and more people are tuning into things like OAN and Breitbart these days. But one has to ask the question of whether or not this is because of the sort of vitriol that Donald Trump is spreading. And I, in particular, wonder what will happen in January when Joe Biden becomes president. It's all about whether or not kind of Donald Trump retains some semblance of power.
And well, yes, I was going to ask you about the post-presidency Donald Trump. And I mean, there's certainly been speculation that there might be some sort of formal arrangement between Donald Trump and OAN. But there's been all sorts of speculation, as you might imagine. What do you think is credible and how do you think that'll impact on OAN?
Yeah, at the end of the day, Donald Trump considers himself to be a TV star above all else, it seems. Mm, yeah. He's liked being president, but he loves having the limelight. And so, yes, there's been lots of suppositions about how and whether Donald Trump and the people that support him will acquire networks like OAN or Newsmax or these other very conservative far-right networks and rebrand it as the Trump News Network. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see this happen, you know, in Donald Trump's next career iteration.
In terms of the aspirations of OAN, I mean, I can recall other news networks being established, for example, Al Jazeera English. There was a lot of criticism of Al Jazeera English early on, but I think overall you would say that they have built a credible and large news gathering and reporting network. And similarly, whatever you might think about Fox News, their election calling machinery was very impressive, and they have a core of journalism which has a slant, but it's definitely credible journalism. Does OAN have any aspirations to become like a sort of credible news gathering organisation, or are there particular figures within it who maybe stand more for those traditional journalistic values?
You know, we haven't really seen evidence that OAN is trying to fulfill sort of the same cable news channel role that someone like Fox News or, you know, on the other side, MSNBC here in America would try to fill. With Fox and MSNBC and other networks, we see at least some adherence to facts. We see more rigorous journalism, and they're trying their best when it comes to the news, oftentimes the pure news, to get it right. Yes, Fox has a lot of talking heads who are really bombastic. So does MSNBC to a degree. One America News Network fills a very particular niche, and I think they're quite happy within that niche. And in fact, they've hired people sort of straight out of college, a couple of their anchors, just to sort of take over major reporting duties, including their former Washington correspondent. And it's quite worrying, honestly.
So in terms of that niche, which they seem to be quite happy with, where does that fall in terms of the whatever sort of regulatory arrangements there are for news outlets or even just YouTube channels in America?
There's a severe lack of regulation overall in America with kind of preventing the spread of disinformation and outright propaganda, and OAN is preying upon that. We used to have something called the Fairness Doctrine, which relied upon, you know, the premises of fair and objective reporting, but we no longer have that, largely because people threw it out. They thought that it was against free speech, but, you know, with the rise of social media, what we've seen is a massive growth in disinformation and misinformation. The same things that allowed someone to be a quote-unquote journalist have also allowed them to be propagandists. Mm. And One America News Network knows this better than anyone, and they really prey upon identity politics rather than on actual policy or reporting in order to get their stories across.
What's your sense of the responses of organizations like Google, which owns YouTube as a moderator of disinformation, when it comes to this sort of highly politicized content like OAN?
Google, Facebook, and these other American companies based in Silicon Valley have done a lot more in 2020 to try to deal with the problems of disinformation and manipulative content, but they've left it very much too late. In my book, The Reality Game, I spent a lot of time talking about the ways in which they were informed about these problems on their platforms years ago and how they drug their feet. And now they're kind of in this position where they've grown to be multi-billion dollar companies with billions of users in Facebook and Google's cases. And now they're trying to deal with this problem, and you can't really put the problem back in a box. And so they're trying to figure out how to scale their responses to the problem, but they're in a lot of trouble. And in fact, today, you know, Facebook, 40 states and other federal regulation committees in the United States levied an antitrust, anti-monopoly lawsuit against Facebook. So they're not doing too well at the moment.
Given that, Sam Woolley, with the next wave of technology, which your book says is going to break the truth, do you get the sense that Facebook and YouTube are better prepared or engaging more seriously with this new wave of technology?
They're doing a lot better than they were back in 2010 or 2013 when I first started studying this stuff.
And is this sort of deep fake? So that's the sort of thing you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the stuff that I'm talking about when I talk about the next wave of technology are deep fakes and more sophisticated artificial intelligence and machine learning. We're seeing that stuff come to fruition more. We haven't seen the big deep fake drop that's going to ruin someone's career or make everyone believe it yet. But we have seen innovations in AI and machine learning that are pretty worrying. And Facebook and Google are taking these seriously to a degree, but we haven't seen really a systematic response from them. We've seen a lot of marketing and a lot of attempts for them to get before Congress and talk about all the things that they're doing. But usually it's a lot of hot air. And I want to see a more systematic response from them, but also from the US government, who really has got to step in and regulate them. And I'm hoping that with Joe Biden, we will see more regulation of this space.
Well, it's certainly an important regulatory question and not one that's limited to America. Sam Woolley, thank you very much for telling us about the One America News Network and The Reality Game as well on Sunday Extra today.
Thanks very much for having me.
And Dr. Sam Woolley is Assistant Professor in the School of Journalism at the University of Texas in Austin, and his book is The Reality Game: How the Next Wave of Technology Will Break the Truth.